Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I'm Pepe and I'm joined by Nathan. And today we are back doing our Just Chattins.
Yay.
This, for those who don't know, this is just me and Nathan shooting the SH1T, as you might say.
you caught yourself this time.
I was going to say it. I was like, you know what? I can say something else. I've already spoken to Nathan for about 1 minute today before he jumps on this, and he's a tired boy.
I am. As of recording, I have been awake all but about 25 minutes.
Ah, yeah. So his vocal cords are very warmed up. Like, he's going to be singing us some... what are you going to sing us? Some Rick Astley today? Yeah.
We're no strangers to love.
Okay, no.
Give you up.
Oh, no. I regret every decision. Oh, man. Well, Nathan, I've had a very productive morning. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm glad one of us has.
Yeah. I woke up like... What time did I wake up today? About 9-ish on a Sunday.
Ugh, why?
Wait, no. I think I woke up at 9, and I went back to sleep and then woke up at like 10:30, 11-ish.
Okay, I think that's a little more reasonable, but still, ugh,
yeah,
why?
I actually don't know. Consider I went to bed like 2-3 a.m. last night. I was kind of just like, you know, I want to try and go and get some stuff done today rather than just you, because usually my Sundays, usually I wake up, call my family or whatever, and then I pretty much jump on this.
Yeah.
Because usually if I don't call my family or if they don't call me, they'll probably call me during this. So it's always like, oh, I better like see how they're doing now before they try and get through to me. But I was like, you know what, I need to actually get some stuff done. I need to get some like groceries from the Tesco's, and got myself some shampoo and the cheeky little pink Lucozade from from the Tesco's, the zero sugar one, because you know, boy's trying to watch what he's consuming these days.
The man who got up early and has the energy bought energy, and the man who has been asleep and needs the energy doesn't have the energy. Jeez, I just watched this guy down it all.
You haven't done that. I know, so unintentional as well. Yeah, I literally just finished the whole pink loser.
I haven't watched you do that in like a long time.
It's been a while. I mean, for those that don't know, if it comes down to me and like just drinks in general, I drink like a duck. I guess is that the turn of phrase?
I think it is.
Do ducks drink? Whatever the saying may be, I can down stuff really easily.
Yeah.
And it's always been known to me and Nathan that I just do this, but I subconsciously just finished my whole pink Lucozade.
That was like at least a quarter of a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like about 3/4 when we started. I had a few sips, and then, yeah, I just pretty much polished it off. so only subconsciously as well. That wasn't, like, intentional at all. But, yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I haven't seen you do that in such a long time. Or at least I don't feel like I remember seeing you do that in such a long time.
I think this is, like, this may be my first drink of the day, though. I think I didn't have any water today. I literally just... went out Tesco's, got myself the Lucozades and a couple other things.
Sipping on my bottle of water to speed up the warm-up process.
This is an interesting one. Like, so when you're just chilling about the house then, like, are you, like, is water your main hydration?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, drink of choice, yeah.
I mean, I normally start the day with a cup of tea. Or some sort of, like a tea, a coffee or something. Not because I need the caffeine, but like a hot drink just to sort of like speed up the process of like warming up the voice and whatever. But like normally I would just drink water now.
I mean, this is coming from someone that obviously clearly doesn't drink tea, if you heard our previous podcast.
Such a disgrace.
But I don't get it. I just genuinely don't get it. It's like, it's literally hot water with milk and like some leaves in it, and it don't taste nothing. It don't taste nothing.
It does. You're doing it wrong.
What's
then.
It taste? What does it taste of?
It is a symphony of flavors, Pepe. They mix.
Look, okay.
It tastes like
I need
heritage, Pepe.
yeah, it tastes like years of colonialism. Is that what it is?
Don't you want to taste the colonialism?
it sounds like a really bad advert for a fragrance.
It does. It's like the most. It's the most awful advertisement.
Yeah, British Empire tastes the colonialism. If they made adverts these days, but
might as well just cut to the chase and just say, "Taste the oppression." Jesus,
taste the oppression. we'd make some good PR guys. But like, this is—I know, like, this is—we've already touched on this in our like food tier listing, the British snack stuff. But tea is like, I just. Never have gotten it. Like, I used to have, like, I can understand the flavor tea a little bit. Like, you know, like the, like, you get those twinings, like strawberry and whatever thing.
I don't think, but
like, even then, it doesn't really taste like, you get the hint of this kind of like strawberry thing, but you don't actually get the full taste of it. It is literally hot water with a hint of whatever in it, like the strawberry thing. So at this point, I'd rather be like, well, let me just get some like strawberry water or something, like strawberry flavored water.
I mean,
like Volvic or whatever.
Fair. If you can't, for whatever reason, if you can't taste the tea, then I mean that's a different thing than just sort of being like, I don't like the flavor of tea.
I think this is the one thing I don't. Maybe it is the it's just lost on me. I've never like thought of it this way. But okay, look. So your cup of tea, I imagine it's like milk, two sugars, maybe.
Single sugar.
Single sugar.
Like a little bit of milk, like maybe 5 mil at most.
Yeah, like a builder's tea. Yeah. Like if it's like kind of like that kind of.
That's exactly like how my tea is described. Yeah. Like builder's tea is very dark, very strong. That's how I like to have it. I mean, the other day I poured way too much milk, and I was just like, "Oh fuck! I'm just drinking a cup of milk here."
You can't undo that. Really,
no, you really can't. Sort of thing, I mean, you could chuck in another tea bag, but I was like, I'm not wasting two tea bags. Just for one stupid mistake.
Okay, so tea-wise, if you did happen to put like two tea bags in one cup of tea, I don't think I've ever heard this before, because it feels unnecessary. Because you just would just let it brew, right, for the one tea bag.
Yeah,
yeah. So does adding your second tea bag to a cup of tea actually influence the flavor whatsoever as a tea drinker?
I mean, technically, it would, but it depends on how strong you like your tea as well. Because, like, I mean, it's the same. It's almost the same as adding two of anything that can flavor something, right? Like, one is enough and you're like, oh, there's the flavor. And then, like, the second one typically would just make that stronger, yeah? Like, so it's more forward in that flavor. So a second tea bag would just okay, now you just got a really strong tea. And to a lot of people, it's just like, okay, why? I don't want to be that strong.
It feels like overkill, I imagine, if it was like
overkill, really, because again, like something like tea that steeps, you really can't control, especially if you forget to take it out or whatever, let's say, you can't control how much flavor goes in there. It just happens.
It just, no matter how long, you just get additional, like,
you know. So I don't recommend it.
Yeah. Like, okay, this is maybe my tea influence has kind of been swayed a little bit, because I also remember, like, my mind was going through like my process of like my experiences of tea, and the first thing was, you've been to Lakeside before in Thurrock in down south, and do you remember there used to be a Wittard's shop there? You know Wittard's, it's the so you know where M&S is, like the ground floor, and then there's like a little like sweet, there used to be the Sweets from Heaven, I don't even know if it's there anymore, and then there used to be you know, like bang in the center where all the elevators are, used to be a Wittard's shop there, and me and my family used to go to Lakeside every single weekend. We used to do like our weekly shop in the big Tesco, and then we used to go around Lakeside. That was like what we used to do. And then I made a habit, right, of going to Wittard's every single weekend and going for their free samples.
Okay, see, now I remember exactly where it is, because as a kid I used to do the same thing, like go for the free samples. Yeah. I just never ever looked at what it was called. I just remember it's that one shop that has the free drink.
Yeah, it was, isn't it? It was always out the front. And they honestly, I was there every single weekend. And no, like I was like, must have been 13, 14 at the time when I was doing this, maybe even younger. And there must have been shift workers there that were there like every Saturday, because that's their what they've been signed up for. And they must have seen this kid turn up around roughly the same time every weekend and just take a free sample, maybe a cup or two, and then shoot off. And it'd be a different flavor every weekend as well. And the thing is, they pitch this as a flavored tea. But this is far from a tea bait. This is basically powdered sugar, like with a bit of flavoring mixed in with water.
I do remember that was not tea. I remember that. I think that's why I liked it, because I only ever did that when I was like really little. Like I remember being like 6 or 7,
right?
Walking in there to get this. Like, because I remember like my mum walked in there once to get a free sample, and then I got one, and then like I continued to do it. I'm pretty sure this memory is all the same day. I just kept going back for more.
Oh, okay. So you just did it.
Well, I mean, I was a 6-year-old. Like, I didn't know there's like an etiquette or anything. I just was like,
no, you wouldn't. It's the same reason I did. Yeah.
It's like, I was just a little kid, but like, this memory, we were just hanging around near there. I guess my mom must have been going M&S or something, and I was with someone else. I just kept walking back in as a 6-year-old and drinking more of the sugar water and just being like, oh, this is so good.
Well, the free samples were always unmanned as well, because they literally just put them at the front of the shop, and they have the like a thing of little cups, and you actually go there, pour your like small cup of it, drink it, and then throw it in the bin, and then you're off. You don't.
I'm pretty
sure
in this memory, I didn't even like get a new cup, and I don't think I left for a little while. I just stood there as a little shit, just like pouring more tea.
What could you do as a shop worker? You can't do shit about that, though. You can't do anything about it.
I mean, yeah, it's like, a free sample, like
you can't stop people from saying. I think the worst they did, or like the only thing they did was like they did like probably put a sign up saying one per customer. Or something like that, or like one drink, because I think it did happen where probably myself and probably other people included. I don't think I kind of been the only person that did this either. Like, I would probably fill a cup and then literally go for another cup straight away. like literally that, and then that. Because you're not like as a teenager or even as a kid, like you're not gonna go and buy a drink from the random corner shop.
I mean, also with what money?
Yeah, exactly. So the free Wittard's drink that's there was always a thing. So my experience of tea is basically this sugar water thing, which they said was tea. And that's basically like it. But it's basically you put in a cup of water, you stir it, and then it's like there. That's your flavored drink, basically. and then my only other experience with it is probably like, I mean, I drank iced tea, the Lipton's iced tea, but it's not really, doesn't feel like
that's also
tea,
more flavored sugar water.
Yeah. every experience I had tea, which I actually quite like that, is just sugar water. It's like there's no actual tea bags involved at all. Like there's nothing
you're
like
just not adding enough sugar to your breakfast tea.
But even then, I don't think I'd enjoy it as much, because I don't really get the taste of tea. I don't know what an Earl Grey tastes like. I don't know what breakfast tea tastes like.
I literally only drink English breakfast tea.
Yeah.
Like the standard black tea.
What is the difference between all this? Like,
it's like different hints of botanicals, but like I just like the basic black tea.
You just go for the standard, yeah.
Like that's all it is. Like English breakfast tea, I just go for the standard like black tea.
Yeah.
With a sugar and some milk. That's it. I don't need.
Can we talk about America's like sweet teas that they do? You know, like, I don't know if you've ever had it, Nathan, when you go into actually. Like a chicken shop or something. Like, I don't even know if Popeyes do it here. It's like they just have, like, obviously, like, whatever, chicken menu, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then the sweet tea. Like, and it is. Actually, you might like it. I don't know. You might actually like it because you like the taste of tea, but it, or maybe you won't. But it is, it tastes of just nothing. Like, it is, like, it is the weirdest thing, because it's like, oh yeah, taste of sweet tea. And you're like, you take a sip of it and you're like, this is just awful. It's a waste of a drink.
I don't know that I've had it recently, as in like as an adult or like modern times. I might have had it when I was a kid and we went to America, like, as a family. But I don't remember. I really don't. Yeah.
It's reminiscent of, you remember when me and you went to New York with the school we went to? And we went into the Mackey's, and then we both got the supersized meal, and then I ordered an iced tea. Basically, I don't know if you remember this. I ordered a supersized iced tea.
You were disappointed as hell.
I was so disappointed because I thought it was like, oh, this is going to be like the peach iced tea that I had.
Yeah,
in,
Lipton's. All that kind of stuff.
And because it was branded Lipton's as well. This is the one thing about it. It was a Lipton's tea that they did.
Yeah,
and
but it's probably the normal one.
Yeah, I think it was. And I had the supersized thing. So I had this massive cup of just... like iced tea, which is just awful, and I'd probably compare it to that. Like, I'd say that the sweet teas that they do in America are probably likened to that a little bit.
All I've ever heard though is like, careful about asking for the sweetened one in certain parts of America, because you will literally just be receiving sugar. Like, some of them put so much sugar, like, there's nothing else in it.
I must be imagining things or something, because I swear that I think, like, I went to the US like, a couple years ago, and when I straight off got the plane, like, me and my two mates, we went to a place called Zaxby's, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try anything that's new here. So, Zaxby's, very, very good chicken place as well. I'd highly recommend it for anyone that makes a trip over to the US. Very, very good. But I was like, I'll go for something new. So I'll go for this sweet tea. And I drank it and I was like, this is the sugar one, right? I haven't, like, mistaken anything. And, like, it literally tastes of, like, nothing. I don't get it. Maybe I'm spoiled by my Wittards that I've had. Maybe I'm spoiled by, like, my peach iced tea. But, like, it's just bad, bro. I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to try it, like, now as an adult to have an opinion. Because I have no frame of reference. Like, I mean... When we went to New York with the school, like... I always drank soft drinks at that point in life, so I didn't drink anything else, literally, but, like, you know, branded soft drinks. I got no reference.
To be fair, I was exactly the same as you. Like, it was all soft drinks, basically. I think I had that one massive supersized cup of tea, and I was like, fuck this. Like,
I'm just glad the supersize I had was a soft drink.
Yeah, big mistake. That would have been the wise decision. But, like,
I mean, supersize was a mistake in general. Like, that, I don't know how big those cups were, but, like, that was a lot.
They were big, because I feel like they must have been, like, somewhat under 30 centimeters. Like, maybe, like, a good 20.
But that, 20, I mean, like, regardless of, like, height, they were, like,
they're
wide as well, you know? Like,
it is wide, yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know how much liquid was in there. But I remember, like, we went to a Burger King and I got one. And I remember having to use it. I had to piss twice in one meal because I was drinking this supersized, like, Dr. Pepper. And I was like, I mean, I might have got a supersized a couple of times, but it was just like that specific one I remember because, like, we were just there for lunch. And I don't know why I didn't expect having a giant cup next to me, drinking the whole thing in one sitting. I wouldn't need to use the bathroom a bunch of times. But I remember going and everyone's like, oh, you got the bladder of a baby or something. I'm like, have you seen the fucking cup I'm drinking out of?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to piss a lot. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Anything I remember about Burger King in New York was going there for breakfast and getting the French toast sticks.
I remember getting little hash browns.
Little hash browns, right, okay. Breakfast in like fast food places in America is like a whole different deal, I feel. Like, I don't think I'd ever get breakfast in any fast food place. One, because I don't wake up early enough to get it, unless it's a very special
occasion.
That's
the main point for me.
unless I'm going to the airport or something like that. I feel like going to the airport and getting a Mackey's breakfast is always like a hand-in-hand kind of thing.
But, yeah, it really is. Jeez.
Yeah, that's just one experience. But I've never gone for a breakfast in like a Burger King or something like that. I don't think it's ever...
Before then, I'd never... going to Burger King for breakfast, but like that's because think about where the Burger Kings are where we grew up. They're not convenient to get to in the morning,
really not. No,
like, and then think about all the McDonald's you can get to real easy.
Yeah, when we grew
up, right? Of course there's a reason why you go for a McDonald's breakfast if you could when you were younger, because there's plenty of them and there were drive-thrus. But all the Burger Kings were like, oh, you actually have to park up. You have to walk through a shopping center. It's like, nah, fuck that.
It's so true. You actually have to go into actual shopping center places or like in like a shopping district.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's an actual mission to get to one. Whereas at McDonald's, you're like, oh, on our way to the other place. Oh, there's one. There's one. Like, let's just fucking go there.
It's something I completely forget about, like, with that kind of thing. Yeah. You just wouldn't find. I think the only place I know where I'd probably end up getting a Burger King breakfast probably would be like in Euston Station, where like you have to just get like a... But then at that point, to be in Euston Station at that time in the morning, it means that I have to be up early, which means I've paid for an expensive train for that.
Yeah.
For that as well.
I might have also got a McDonald's before that.
Yeah. I just don't fancy like a Burger King. I'll probably end up going to a Starbucks and getting a coffee there or something like that and be like, that's my breakfast.
Fair. I don't know. At least over here, the way we grew up, like McDonald's breakfast was always like this magical treat, you know?
Yeah.
So like whenever I'm up early enough, I don't think about anywhere else but to go McDonald's and get like a double sausage egg McMuffin meal.
It's the best one,
right?
Like, you get that.
It's the best one, but also besides the meal, like genuinely, I don't ever think about like, oh, you know, I could go to a nice like cafe or something, get a full. I'm like, no, I'm going to McDonald's, mate.
It's cheap and convenient. Yeah. Like, I think I never go to like a cafe either. Like, getting a full English is never on the cards for me unless I'm with people. Basically, and like
it needs to be a lot of people to convince as well. Like, you know, like it's not like with one other person. It's like, no, it needs to be like a group of like 4 to 5 people, and at least 3 of those people are like, yeah, let's go to a cafe. Because otherwise, like, I find most people would still be like, McDonald's breakfast? Hey, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah. I've done it like twice for a cafe, and I've like in the past what feels like 2 years. And one of them was when I was with you and friend of the show, Matt from Powered Up Couple.
Oh, yeah.
When it was his stag do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In the morning, we went for like basically a full English.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of guys around the table doing that. And then the second time was before I got my tattoo done. Because this is my first ever tattoo. And Alex, friend of the show, he was like, look, he's had tattoos done before. And he's like, look, you need to actually eat a lot of stuff before you go in for this. Otherwise, you get a faint. And I was like, Jesus Christ, okay. So I literally just like went to a cafe, got a full English basically, and just like,
I mean, you could have had 2 double sausage egg McMuffins.
I mean, that is a point. But I feel like the double tea bag in a cup of tea.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone really needs 2 double sausage egg McMuffins. Like,
no, they don't. But the thought is there.
Yeah. Remember the like in Japan they had the mega muffin.
Yeah,
you had that as well.
I had that every time. Like, every time we went into McDonald's for breakfast, like there you go. That's the only other time we've ever been up early enough for McDonald's breakfast is on holiday, because we're like, right, early so we can get some shit done, make the most of our days, still end up in a McDonald's.
Yeah, it was either that, like, honestly, it comes down to Japan. It was either convenience store food or McDonald's for breakfast. Like, I don't, except for that one day where we went to Nakano.
Yes.
And we got pancakes, didn't we?
Yeah, we
were like literally the first people in the store because we were waiting for everything to open.
That was literally, that was literally our first day there because we were like,
it was, yeah.
We didn't know, none of us had been to Nakano, like, or the area, so none of us knew. And we got up early and got there, I think, like an hour and a half before anything opened.
Yeah, it was really early.
Because I just remember we were like walking around like, oh man, what do we do?
Like, because I think we started traveling at 8:30 because like, oh, we got to get as much in the days as possible. Because realistically, when you're in Japan, you want to get your days like jam packed full of stuff because there's so much to do, especially in Tokyo. So we got up really early. Like, got ready, got off, and all that kind of thing. But yeah, I think we must have got to Nakano about 9 o'clock, 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, okay, there's literally nothing open right now. Even like to get into the pancake place, we had to like wait for like about 30 minutes for it to open.
Yeah.
And then like, so I think we were just literally, of course, 2019 us doing freaking Pokemon Go for about half hour until things could open.
I remember we were sat on a patch of grass for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't want to say it was a park, but there was some grass somewhere, and I remember we were just like sat there, like, okay,
yeah, yes, we did, because I definitely went into the convenience store at one point and must have got like a drink.
Yeah,
I remember the thing you're talking about. Yeah,
to be fair, that whole trip we lived out of convenience stores, not because we had to. There was no, because we had to. We just chose to.
Exactly. I mean, the karage at convenience stores, man. I will go on about this every damn time. And everyone's like, but I love that, like, there's, I've had, like, co-workers as well ask me, like, oh, what did you do in Japan? What did you do here? Like, exactly. And what did you do for food? And I was like, gotta be honest with you, convenience store food is one of the best experiences in Japan.
Oh, it is. Because, but Japan's convenience store food is different, man. It hits different.
Yeah.
And we've had, like, episodes of talking about
where
convenience store food
gushed about
and like we can gush forever, right?
Yeah,
but like it just hits different. It really does. Like the quality is much different than what you would expect from like a corner shop or a convenience store anywhere else.
No, I always comes down to like, imagine going to a convenience store here or like a corner shop for food, like for breakfast.
I
think it's going to come down to the days. Remember when we were in sixth form, like we used to just go down to like the and then all I'd come back with is like a pepperami, a samosa, and probably a fucking bottle of Snapple. Because again, around that time, we were obsessed with Snapple.
Yeah, and the shop down the road sold Snapple.
Yeah. Oh man, like. I don't think I've drunk a Snapple in years.
I haven't had one in a long time either. I don't know where to buy them anymore.
Do them anymore?
I was about to ask, can you even buy them anymore?
Because, like, I think... Okay, hold on. So I have a bit of frame of reference here. I was in a... it wasn't one of those American candy stores, but it was a candy store that did American stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't one of those, like, because there's a difference, I have to say as well, because there's like genuine sweet shops in the UK, which are like, oh, look, you can get all this and they'll do American sweets. But then there's the other ones which advertise like American sweets or Kingdom of Sweets, yep, which will like just have walls to walls of like Prime and Snapple and, well, I don't know if Snapple possibly.
It's like import
and Takis and stuff like that. Yeah. And they'll charge you a tenner for each item.
Yeah.
Because deep down they're money laundering things. That's a whole separate issue.
Oh God. Yeah. But, that was a big thing.
Yeah. But I think, because I went into one of the sweet stores yesterday and because I bought a Arizona iced tea.
Oh. I haven't had one in
ages. Because I learned this from you, the massive cans of them that they sell in the US, they sell them for a quid or like a dollar, but here they charge £3 for it basically.
Yeah, because so we have to import them
three times.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I don't mind paying that £3 here because that size of those cans, they'll last.
They are huge.
Yeah, and that's at my rate as well. Like, again, going back to the start of the episode, Nathan saw me drink like 3/4 of a bottle of Lucozade in the space of like 5 minutes, and half of it was in the space of 10 seconds. But an Arizona iced tea, a can of that will, like, that can last me a full afternoon.
You know what? Like, that's one of the only drinks we've ever bought at the same time that I've ever finished before you.
Yeah, because I remember we went back to your house and I still had the can going. Like,
yeah,
whole,
you had like half a can and I was like going to chuck mine away because I'd finished it ages ago.
That was from Lakeside as well, weren't it? Yeah, we went the whole way to Lakeside back to yours and I still had the can going.
Yeah, and I think I finished mine before we even left Lakeside. I think
most likely.
I think I finished mine before we got anywhere near, like, leaving Thurrock.
Where did we buy that, by the way? Was that in B&M or something? Or like?
Yeah, I think it was. Something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of B&M, I think that's the last place I saw Snapple.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think B&M still have them.
B&Ms are so random, you know, because, like, I think you could go to one B&M in the country and it will be a completely different stock list to another B&M. Like, the Liverpool B&Ms are, like, kind of very similar to Home Bargains, if anything. Okay. Like, up here, like, they sell some interesting stuff, but it's never, like, that B&M in Lakeside, Thurrock, was completely different to, like, the one that I have in Liverpool. Well, it feels like it anyway.
I just go there for snacks. Like, B&M...
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
B&M sell some, like... Sometimes they've got snacks you'd not seen before. Or, like, they've got old snacks that you're like, I didn't even know they still make these. And they're normally, like... They normally don't charge extortionate prices. Like, somehow it's still, like... You'll go in there and it'll be like, oh, it's like a pound. And you're like, okay. Cool. I don't know how, but I'll buy it. Also, you know, like, you go in there, they also often have deals on, like, energy drinks, which is why I don't go there often, because I end up always coming out with energy drinks.
Is it? Yeah. I've kind of, like, had to stop myself from buying any energy drinks recently, but, like, just because, like, I've been on the caffeine hype for, like, a good year now, and I think it's actually... as someone that's never really drunk that much caffeine before, it's like, oh shit, okay, I should be
get on, like, my level, Pepe. Get on my level.
what energy drink do you usually go for, by the way? Because I was thinking this the other day that, like, there's a whole bunch out there.
But... Normally go for the Monster Punchline Punch.
Pipeline Punch.
Pipeline Punch, sorry. Yeah, that one. Pink can, it's fucking.
I know. Supposed the one. To be Wait, like, the pink one.
It's supposed to be Tutti Frutti flavor, but it's just I just like it.
Is it a like proper pink one?
Well, like, there's a couple of pink cans because there's the rosé one.
Yeah,
that's also pink.
I mean, maybe I'm thinking of the rosé one. Hold on,
Pipeline Punch is also a pink can. But like,
I just
like the flavor. I used to drink Ripper. The pineapple flavored one,
yeah.
But
I remember that. Yeah, that was my choice.
Pipeline Punch is just like my go-to.
Like, I'm trying to remember. Like, there's this energy drink that my mate brought around at one point. And it was like kind of like a ramen flavored one.
Interesting.
It was that kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't remember what the frick the name is of it, which is really gonna annoy me now. It is like kind of like pictures of a healthy energy drink. No, okay, hold on. I think it's called Noco.
No, I never heard of that one.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, oh, what flavor is it? Jeez, this is good. I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole now as well. because there's a whole range of these Noco drinks, and this is gonna be funny as well, because I think it's actually kind of like tea infused as well somehow.
Wow. So now you do drink tea as long as it's ramen flavored and energy drink.
So it's called so it's it is called Noco, and it's called,
never heard of it. I've literally never heard. I don't think I've heard of this. I need to Google this.
See if I ramenade is called. Hold on, I'm going to try and show you a picture here, Nathan.
Noco.
Well, okay, I say, like, sugar free carbonated, no carbs. So it's this thing.
I have never seen that before.
So, I'd never seen it before, even until my mate brought it up.
Where do you even buy these?
So, I can't find him in Tesco's. I haven't seen him anywhere. The only place I've seen is at WH Smith's.
Oh, I'm definitely never buying these then.
Yeah, like, what? It was so random, like, because I was trying to find, because it tastes really good as well.
Like, whoever ends up in a WH Smith outside of a service station?
Right, there's one in the Liverpool station up here, and that's the only time I'll ever go in there is to cold drink.
Unless you're driving somewhere and you stop at a service station or you're on the train or something, whoever really actually ends up in a WH Smith anymore?
Honestly, I don't think I have been in one in years, because I think maybe when I was looking for a magazine at one point, like, because it had like a...
It's so old, man. Who reads magazines?
Why was I looking for the magazine? I think it might have been like... I didn't buy it. That's one thing as well. I definitely
you
haven't
didn't
bought
buy it. So you walked in, read it, and then just left.
Oh, it's either that or I didn't find it.
Probably didn't find it. I'd like to believe you didn't find it.
Because you know what I'm like. When I go into a shop to buy something, I'll probably buy it. Unless it's like, actually, no, it's too expensive. I'll go back, which is also an option that could have happened. Oh, man. But like... Yeah, I don't think I bought a magazine in years. I think probably last one I probably bought was like a Nintendo official magazine, and that's saying something, because that went out of publication in 2013.
I think the last time I was in a WH Smith is because, funny enough, it had the post office in it and I needed to ship something. That was it.
That was years ago. That's what it is. That is literally what it is. You only go into WH Smiths if you need to post something, because they're just twin now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, most WH Smiths are twins with post offices. Jeez, like...
Yeah, that was it. I just needed to go to the post office. And I was already, like, in town.
I mean, this is the one thing as well, because people used to go to WH Smiths for stationery.
Books, but like, magazines
Books, like, you could put, like, you'd go to Waterstones if you had the choice, I think, these days, if you had needed a book.
It depends, like, though, because, like, Waterstones back in the day, I mean, still... is, but like, at least for me, like, I used to go WH Smith because they were a little bit cheaper than Waterstones, and also because Waterstones isn't as close as the local WH Smith.
Yeah,
like, without obviously getting too far in doxing. Like, you know where the local WH Smith is.
I mean, the nearest Waterstones you must be Lakeside, right?
Yeah, I'd have to go a distance for it, like,
and you have to literally pay a toll.
Yeah, I have to go out of my way to get a book, of which is already going out of my way because I don't read books because or want a book.
And if you wanted one, you'd just go on Amazon to get it because it gets delivered to your house the next day, basically. Like, exactly. I would love to say, like, support your high street store, but I'm guilty as fuck for just ordering shit off Amazon all the time.
I mean, I would also order a lot of stuff off of Amazon still. Yeah. But I don't have money, so.
There we go.
You can't take what you don't have.
I mean, to be fair, like, I'm just trying to save as much money as possible these days because I've, like, just been spending a shit ton.
I need to save money. There's, like, so many trips and stuff that are coming up that I got to save money for. Ridiculous. Did I tell you I might be going to Japan next year?
Yeah, like, well, I feel like this is something that comes up, like, every couple months. It's like,
this is getting further than any other discussion before.
Right, okay, yeah. Where are you about to head in?
Oh, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, obviously flying to Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah.
But it depends on how long we're there for and who's coming. Because it sounds like it's a really big family trip.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's nice.
Like, really big. I think most of my mum's side of the family are coming.
That'd be really cool.
It would be really cool. But the thing is like, you know how many cousins I have? And so many of them are probably going to be like, oh, hey, where are you going? Can I come with you? And I'm like, well, I was only going to be in Tokyo for 2 days for this week. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to bounce around because, you know, by this point, it's the third trip. So I'm like, I want to go places. But now I'm like, I've also spent years watching YouTube videos like abroad in Japan and stuff. So now I'm like, got ideas, right? So now I'm like, well, I want to hit this prefecture and I want to go there and I want to go there and I want to go there. Yeah. And I'm like, if I have to wrangle six other people and I don't know exactly what they want to do and they don't know because they've never been, I'm like, maybe you shouldn't follow me because like it might not be that fun to be like, oh, well, I've spent a couple days in Aomori, a couple days in Hokkaido, a couple days here and a couple days there. You know what I mean? Like maybe for them, it'd be better to be like, right, I'm just going to pick one or two places, spend like a week here, a week there, go back to Tokyo, fly home for your first trip. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Are you only planning to spend a week there then? Like, is that like...
Oh, no. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's expensive to go out there. It's expensive to go anywhere. If I'm going...
Maybe he's going to accidentally lose his passport and he's going to just stay there for the rest of his life.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. I have to come... Pepe knows what I do for work and I'm scared to leave for just a week.
Yeah.
Fair like, fair. Our upcoming trip that I won't speak more of, I am scared to shit about leaving for a week.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, you need a break every now and then.
Yeah, so I understand that. But the Japan trip is even more scary because... That's probably going to be at least 3 weeks. But, you know, I would still, you know how we do, still end up taking pictures and shit, like, be on socials
go all the Pokemon centers. And considering there's a lot more Pokemon centers as well than there were.
Believe me, I will.
Man, I think you just got to be wary of not going hard on the Pokemon cards this time, even though they're cheap. I think... Yeah.
I can't, though, because if I'm going with my family, then, you know, when it's like the side eye, they're like, really? And you're like, no, I'm not buying Pokemon cards. Shut up.
I think you'd have to... Like, I mean, I think it's one of those ones where it's so good to get them because they're so cheap. But at the same time, it's like... I don't know what you've done with your Pokemon cards, but mine are just sat in a drawer right now. And like, I think the closest thing I have is probably this shiny one that I put in a little like frame here. Like, it's a shiny Buzzwole that I got, and like I kind of just put it in the frame because this is there. Like, where are your Pokemon cards?
I thought I had some in my desk, but they might be buried under some stuff.
Exactly. This is the one thing with it is that I think it was such a like cool thing collecting them, but like I just didn't end up doing anything with them. And I think I just, if I were to go into Pokemon cards these days, I just want to collect the ones that like I want and get specific cards. You know what I mean? Like, because there's like a Pseudo Widow like full art that I'd want. I don't know. I'd probably just order that online. To be fair, how much is a Pseudo Widow?
I mean. I think the plan at the moment is to do some of my Japan trip bucket list stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'll go to the Pokemon centers, which luckily means that I get to revisit some places because there's one in Kanazawa, apparently, which is great because I actually really wanted to go back.
Yeah.
Because it was lovely there.
So chill, weren't it?
So I get to go back there, which means I get to, one, go to that new Pokemon Center, two, go back to that market that we went to. And even though we spent a lot of time there because it was raining, we actually didn't eat or explore too much of the food options there, which is a big shame because there's so much there that we missed.
Yeah, yeah. I think like there's some points where there's like quite long queues.
Yeah.
For like croquettes and stuff like that. And we're like, oh, well... We don't know how long we want to queue for, so we just like swerved it sometimes.
But we also missed out on getting some cheap Wagyu there. I know I've told you that before.
Yeah.
But it turns out Kanazawa has their own Wagyu, and we missed out on the chance of eating some there.
I mean, that's why the second trip's going to be good, so you can just get that Wagyu. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, do the bucket list stuff and also just go to places I've not seen yet. Like, I really, really want to go to Hokkaido. I hear it's like lovely up there.
If I went back to Japan, I'd want to go Hokkaido.
Yeah, that's right. Like
one of the top things on my list. Yeah,
I feel like after everyone watched all these like videos and stuff, Hokkaido is like just like a big place to go because it looks like a fun place. Like it's got a nice vibe and it just like the scenery is beautiful.
It's a completely different vibe to Tokyo, which is exactly what you'd want, really. Yeah.
Although saying that, you know, still I'd still end up in like Sapporo.
I mean, yeah. I think the only place that I kind of regret not spending more time in is Osaka, weirdly enough, because I always saw it as like, oh, there's it's just another kind of Tokyo, a big city kind of thing.
Nah, the vibe is so different there.
But it's one of those ones where like I regret not going to the food market stuff there, like, because I didn't really visit that as much.
That's one of the things I want to do, because I went there, but like I was there, I ate one meal and then I left. I didn't do any exploring, and that's such a shame.
Yeah, I think that's my one regret with it, because considering like both you and I, like, we're pretty much like foodies when we go to these places these days as well. Like, I mean, before, I mean, I don't know if you felt the same way, but when you first go to Japan, it's like, oh, I want to buy this thing, I want to buy this thing, I want to buy this thing. Like all the like merchy kind of thing or stuff you'd never be able to get. And I think my first trip, I was very like, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. But my second trip, and even like my whenever I go again next, because I definitely will go again, like, I think it's just focusing on food and maybe like
food and experiences, isn't it? Like, that's the thing. Like, our second trip really was like, we still bought stuff, but we weren't going ham on it. And it really was about like seeing and doing things rather than like, oh, let's go to Aki and like buy everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing. And like, even though we did go to Aki, and me and you both spent a whole day.
Yeah, I mean, Aki. We went to Aki and we did buy everything. But
I mean, yeah,
that was the last thing we did, essentially.
It was literally, it was. I literally like used all of my money on like out there. I remember that. Like, it was like, all my cash is just like gone there.
Like, it's not that we don't do that stuff. It's just we know now to like, it's not that important. So we do it later in the trip rather than spend like the first few days doing all of that, and then you're like, right, so what's next?
I'd love to go back to Japan again, but I just don't have the money for it at this point. No, it'd probably be a fair few years in the future before I end up going again.
Well, I mean, one thing for sure that I have to do, even if I have to cancel out a bunch of other plans, USJ Super Nintendo.
Oh, of course.
Go and not go there.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you have to, don't you? Like, I think it's just a completely missed opportunity if you don't.
Like, honestly, it would be. And so that's probably one of the biggest things on my list, which then also helps because that's down in Osaka, which means I can hang around in Osaka for a few days, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Stay in USJ and then go out and explore and hang out in Osaka, you know, go to Doten and eat a bunch of stuff. Find Osaka's version of Aki. I can't remember what it's called, but they also have like a whole sort of like anime-ish area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like lots of merch stores and stuff. So like, want to go find that. I hear Kobe's pretty good, quite nice. So
yeah.
Like there's plenty of stuff to do. So for Osaka, I probably would, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days there, you know?
There'd be so much I want to do at this point if I went. So, yeah, I think I'd be very spoilt for choice, I think. And I think at that point, it would come down to how much I have to spend rather than, like, oh, I want to do this. It'd be, everything would be cut down because I can't afford that. So I can't do it, basically.
Pepe, save your money and then meet me over there.
By next year, I don't think I'd.
God damn it, Pepper.
But mate, I'm very jealous. Hopefully it goes to plan. If I know you said like it's still like,
I hope so too, because I'm definitely gonna bombard you with pictures.
thank you for that. Yeah, and to be fair, I will be living vicariously forever. And if you end up in that ramen shop in Kyoto, if you end up back in Kyoto, like. I think that's the only like.
I feel
thing
like
if I ever went
be
back
the
to Kyoto,
only reason I would go, it's just to get that ramen, and I'm like, cool, I'm out.
Because realistically, although I love Kyoto, I love the culture there. I think it's so like it's such a good vibe in Kyoto. I think both you and I have done pretty much everything that we would want to do there. I think that's the only thing. Like, I think the only reason, like you said, the reason why I would go back would be because I'd want to go back to that ramen shop.
Oh, that ramen shop, and I think, you know, that omurice place, the one you always see. Yeah, you know, the one you see all the time online, that one guy that like makes the omurice and he cuts it, and it's like the omelet basically looks like it melts, and he like puts on a whole show. Like, I think his that guy's shop is in Kyoto. That's the only other reason I would go. Because like,
have you had omurice before?
Kind of, not in Japan. Do you remember last time we went Koko Curry? I kind of had an omurice. Kind of.
God, you did, didn't you? Yeah,
that was delicious.
Was it?
That was great. Like, if we went Koko Curry again, I'd probably get it again.
I just want to go Koko Curry again, man. That's like, it's just a thing in general.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to. Like, this country needs more Koko Curries.
Every time we've hung out since it opened, I think we've gone every time.
Bro, it's because like it's so easy to get to from where you are. Yeah. And it's mate, I kind of just want to go down. I'm not down in London for ages now as well. This is the problem. I
don't think I could afford it either. To be fair.
Oh, mate. The thing is with Koko Curry as well, like I love it, but I always order roughly the same thing each time anyway, because I love my combination of what I have, and it's the spicy curry, like not a 5 but maybe a 4, with Finney strip beef, the chicken katsu with cheese and a load of rice, and it is so spot on. I love that combination so
much. But I mean, like, curry, like Japanese curry is like a comfort food kind of thing, so like I don't blame you find the thing that you like and then you're like, that's it, I don't need anything because, else, because again, it's comfort food, like that's what makes you happy.
I think all the other stuff that I'd want to chuck in and be like, oh, I like this, but like I know what I love. It's like a Subway, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you could customize a whole bunch of things and be like, oh, I haven't tried this, maybe I'll try this time, but you know what your favorite's gonna be, like you know what it is gonna be, and that is like, man, that's my order from Koko Curry, man. I want to go Koko Curry, man. I'm 100% going to order like a curry tonight, but obviously not Japanese. It's probably going to be a normal one. But that's my plans.
I mean, it's funny you mentioned that I am actually having a curry tonight.
What curry?
I'm having Thai green curry tonight.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
So, love that. I still get, it's not the same, but I still get a nice curry. So, you know.
Like me a good curry. Is there anything else you want to say, I guess, before we wrap this up, Nathan, because it's getting close to
because I feel like we could just go on and on and on about whatever, like, so
yeah,
it's probably best to just like
let's end it there on the like man, I tell you what, I'm gonna go away now. I'm just gonna like get my curry order prepped. That's what it's gonna be. I gotta do like some chores around the house, and I'm gonna reward myself with that freaking curry. Like, what a brilliant Sunday. What a brilliant way to spend a Sunday. But yeah. Sweet. Well, thank you for listening to us ramble on, guys. But thank you for listening. Remember, we've got our links to our X and all our podcast platforms. And we'll see you next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye bye.
Bye.